tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson. AfterBuzz
TV. The destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
9 has turned into 8.
Walk down! It's the big show.
Apparently, George wants to sing the Jarrah Show theme song.
Trivia question: when was the first time this theme was actually used?
You just said it before it went on the air.
I'm asking the viewers because we are live.
We are live on AfterBuzzTV.com and the YouTube AfterBuzz page. Of course, you can listen to us on iTunes and SoundCloud. Download it, subscribe, tell your friends, give us 5 stars, all that fun stuff, and let us talk about Tough Enough this evening. Welcome, everybody. I'm Christian Rosenberg. Follow me on Twitter, at Will Rosenberg. Instagram, at The Will Rosenberg. Joining me tonight, our usual panels here. The lovely lady to my left, at Christy Reports, Christy Olsen.
So sweet.
Oh, thank you.
I actually just show up every week to get your weekly compliment.
She's gone now.
And now she's gone.
Adios.
She's gone forever.
On the other side, in the Tony Romo jersey, he is the Encyclopedia of Sports Entertainment, at G. Hermosa.
At G. Hermosa. Did anybody get the question answer yet?
Well, the chat roll's about a minute and a half behind.
Okay. Well, you know, let's jump forward in the future.
Well, George Hermosa, say hello.
Hello. If anybody knows the answer, I know it. So, Air 5 to you if you know it.
Surprise, surprise.
You're cockier than Patrick. Next to you,
I take that as a
he's back.
That's high praise.
He's back from his trip to Philly.
Woo-hoo.
At Steve Kaufman.
What?
It's Steve Kaufman.
Yeah, and speaking as a Philadelphian, there are a couple people from back home that would just be upset I'm sitting next to you and while you're wearing that jersey.
Oh, wow.
True story. Me and a couple friends, once in the early days of Wikipedia where you could let things stand for a while, re-edited Tony Romo's Wikipedia page for every instance of Romo to say homo.
That's fair.
Because thanks for that. Let's talk about Tough Enough now instead of that, shall we? Okay. Well, let's get into Tough Enough because, guys, I'm pissed.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm just pissed.
I am too.
I'm
on or off?
Off.
Okay, just checking.
That's the after show.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get into it, but there's been a lot of backlash on social media this episode aired. A lot of people saying they are done with this show.
It's funny, I haven't checked social media at all, mostly because I have a crappy replacement phone because my last phone broke. So I don't have Twitter on off, Instagram on off, Facebook, but I did hear about
How
Mick
are
Foley.
You living your life right now?
Apparently, good. Apparently, my life doesn't revolve around social media, so I'm pretty good. I think I grew a little bit more hair, to be honest with you. But I heard about Mick Foley being done with it.
Mick Foley said he officially taps out from Tough Enough, and we'll get into that at the end because he said things that I 1,000% agree with.
Really?
That's major.
And we will get with that. And by the way, Weekly Reviews in a chat roll says Cowboys suck.
Thank you, Weekly Reviews.
So, but we love their cheerleaders and their reality show.
You
that's right. They have a reality show, too. It's probably coming on AfterBuzz TV. Yeah.
No, but I'm trying to get it started.
Did they know the answer to the question?
Not yet.
I reinstated the question,
we'll
and I'm currently
posted,
waiting
Georgie.
For an answer.
Oh, wow.
We're waiting for an answer. Oh, I see July 31st, 2009.
Judges? No.
No.
Okay,
no.
George says no. We'll get into it, but let's start off because we play the Jarrah Show music because the show starts off with Chris Jericho introducing tonight's special guest for Tough Enough, The Big Show. And The Big Show walks out in his freaking gear.
That was a surprise.
Like, it just seems so incredibly awkward for him to just, there's Jericho in just his shirt and scarf or whatever, Renee's in her dress, Daniel Bryan's dressed up, however he dresses up, and there's Big Show in his gear.
Nice shirt.
And then on top of that, Big Show is sweating.
Already.
All of this was just hysterical. It's like when you're playing a wrestling video game and there's that cutscene. But you had a creative wrestler and you forgot to change that you can change the cutscene attire.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you didn't? So he's just dressed how he dresses in the ring and you just like, I should really change Big Show's cutscene attire to something that isn't the same thing he wears in the ring. That's how I felt, like, this entire episode. And he had, I don't think he really needed the out so early.
The bigger picture is, it kind of makes him look foolish if he's ever not wearing wrestling gear on Raw or SmackDown.
Well, he came out on Sunday to get in the ring in, like, khakis and a polo.
I know, right?
So yeah, if he can deliver...
See, he's not getting the message somewhere.
If he can deliver a knockout punch in his regular everyday clothes, why can't he deliver chops without being in his gear?
Oh, Big Show.
But we digress, because we'll see more Big Show, because he's standing there awkwardly the entire hour.
Pretty much.
Oh, Paul.
And he's not conspicuous at all.
No, not at all. So, show starts after that, going back to the barracks after the last elimination, and all we generally hear is Patrick saying, guys, what's it like to be in the bottom three?
Yeah.
I mean, not, I think that's not a very nice thing to say, but he's backed it up every week mm-hmm. up to this point.
And it almost seems like it could have been a prompted comment from production or...
Really?
I think there's something else.
Did you guys catch on to that,
else,
too?
There's something else that I'll mention in, when we talk about the bottom three. They were like, wow, I kind of think if it wasn't for this comment or this scene, if that wouldn't... But I'll talk about it later. I think you'll probably agree with me.
AJ Tucker says the first JR Show themes pay-per-view debut was SummerSlam
2009.
I didn't even say it before you said it.
But wouldn't that have been July, whatever, 2009? The date they
August.
Said?
August 2009.
Oh, yeah, someone else earlier did say that.
Someone got
you gotta give two air fives.
Because it was a mashup, but in this term, it was an actual original theme that was recorded. Not a mashup, but just a new song. And who did they face? Crime Time.
Ooh. Crime Time's still waiting on that tag team championship opportunity.
Yo, yo, yo.
They're around.
So, ZZ's trying to kind of talk with Patrick and be like, hey, you know, with your personality, you're like a peanut butter sandwich, and you need a little jelly in there to soften things up.
Oh, I thought you were gonna cue it. It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
I think you have to ask
for. Okay. Yeah, you probably would have to give him a heads up.
Let's try it again.
He has no idea what I was about to say.
I would have to watch the show.
That too.
To know.
That too.
That is the voice of our engineer.
First of all, I eat peanut butter sandwiches without jelly.
I don't.
I think they're perfectly fine.
I don't because I buy the jar that has peanut butter and jelly together.
So you're lazy.
Effective. Kind of.
I have cookie butter from Trader Joe's. You don't need peanut butter.
Cookie butter is the best thing ever.
Isn't it?
It really is the best thing ever.
The crunchy time? Guys.
I don't know.
I ate it
by itself.
You guys.
I put it on bread.
So... this week's theme is humility. In other words, helping people. You know, avoid the ego.
Yes, and that's all ZZ was trying to do. He was trying to help Patrick prevent himself from sounding like a jerkwad, which he ended up
what?
Doing anyway.
Is that a Minnesota jerkwad. Term?
Well, I'm trying to... I kind of went on a rant about the B word on Total Divas, so I'm trying to watch my mouth.
Blasphemous.
Trying to keep it clean.
Blasphemous.
So, we go to this crazy obstacle course. Like, this is an insane obstacle course.
It looks like fun.
It was like the size of three football fields. You had logs, ropes, cargo nets, like, tires. And
more ropes.
And lots more ropes. and more logs. And more tires. And then even more ropes. And they pretty much said, like, all right, tough enough contestants, you are going to try to beat cops. And Natalia is there.
Oh, yeah. Because Natalia's a cop now.
All of those things make sense.
Natalia's a cop now. You guys didn't hear?
She does lay down the law.
She does.
So they go through this. And now, again, this is the type of competition that how we saw at the beginning of the season. This is right up Tanner's alley.
Mm-hmm.
And he smokes the competition. Like, mm-hmm. he finishes before any of the cops.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's everyone else. Georgia eventually gets there. She is the first one done for the women.
No surprise.
But
there.
At first, it looked like Sara Lee was gonna creaming the competition until the ropes.
The ropes destroyed
which,
everyone.
Which in our everybody's defense, I can't do that. I've never been able to do that.
Oh no!
But why weren't they even trying to use their legs?
Some people never did this in gym class, never did this well enough.
Listen, if we did it in Podunk, middle class. Of nowhere in Minnesota, you should have done it in your big cities.
See, thankfully, I took a couple of pole classes not too long ago, so now I know how to do it.
There you go.
Now.
Sexy.
Now I know, but yeah, and I'm watching it. I'm like, come on, use your hips.
So everyone's really struggling on the ropes, including Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick is pretty much the last guy to fit, other than ZZ, who's like three football fields back. But Tanner, with the theme of this week's show, goes back down there and is trying to help Patrick and help the others, cheer him on, tell him what they need to do to get to the top of the rope. Being a really good guy, which is something we haven't seen in the last month.
Yeah.
And then we have Amanda and Chelsea. Chelsea, again, I personally am really rooting for her because she is the one with a wrestling background in the women's side. She's having trouble with the ropes. Fine. Like I said, like we said, we all suck at those.
Yeah.
Amanda is just struggling, which she's done in most of the competitions. They're both trying to climb the rope. Chelsea gets to the top first and then falls and very, very, very badly sprains her ankle.
Mm. Nasty fall.
Yeah. It did not look pretty. Mm-mm. Thankfully, they did not replay it.
That is true.
It's not Raw.
No, it was not Raw. We did not have
seven replays
of it. We're not going to
get a recap six times. But we did also see Georgia trying to talk up the other ladies, too. You know, there was a lot of talk last week about locker room mentality and
all
that.
Oh, we're going to talk about Georgia shortly. Because I'm officially off the Georgia train.
Oh, uh-oh.
Yep. You're officially off the midnight train to Georgia? With Georgia? About Georgia?
Just leave. Just go.
Hey, sorry, I'm with him. No, you stay.
He's gone.
I dug it. That's a good reference. If you don't get it, then
I get it. I'm just saying no.
I was actually in New York City last week. There's not a midnight train to Georgia. It is 1:45.
I love that song.
There's nowhere near midnight. There's an 11:15 and a 1:45.
So... Back to the ankle. We find out that it's not broken, it's not fractured.
No, thank you. And
Tanner, being her knight in shining armor, is helping her, you know, to the doctor.
He wants to get some ass. And I wanted to know more about what's going on with them.
Because you love reality shows.
Yes. And that's pretty much the focus of this show so far has been they're making a reality show. So I expected to see more of that.
But wasn't there a kiss True. Between them?
Last week.
But I swear there was a different kiss I saw in the promos. That weren't on the show.
I don't know. Maybe it didn't show.
It could have been a Periscope kiss. Everyone get on Periscope right now.
And just start kissing?
Just kiss it up.
I haven't thought through the plan. Everyone get on Periscope. Work on the plan.
Just leave, Steve. Just go.
Sorry, you go on vacation. You lose your...
She's told by the doctor that she should stay off her ankle for up to a month. Naturally, she's not happy. And understandably so. She confides in Sarah.
Poor choice.
To be like, hey, this is what they said. And meanwhile, Georgia and Amanda are pissed. They're like, this is kind of my interpretation of the conversation that happened between Georgia and Amanda.
Ladies, I think we're about to get an injustice here.
I'm just getting in character. Hold on. Oh my God, like, Chelsea's only been here for a week. We've been here since the beginning. Why is she closer friends to her than us? We've been with her since day one. And she's, like, spending so much more time with her. What about us? Like, what about us, Gigi? What about us?
And Becky, look at her butt.
Thank you.
Thank you, studio audience. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, I think there are probably actually more oh my gods.
Yeah. There's only so much they can put through editing.
Right.
So they're pissed that she's friends with someone else that just got to the house. Who cares? I'm sorry, is this competition about making friends? Since when is a reality show competition about making friends?
I believe several of them have actually said, I'm not here to make friends, including the ladies.
It's necessary to have those.
Right.
But if I were in this reality competition, we wouldn't be talking about me because I'd be in a corner working out. And then be like, Where's Steve? In a corner working out because he's in a reality show competition and he wants nothing to do. I would walk into the room and see that they're being catty and weird and go, you guys are being catty and weird. I'm going to go work out. That's how I would do Tough Enough.
Well, I mean, I guess I sort of saw, they saw it as a betrayal, and I guess I thought, okay, I'll buy that a little bit. But you definitely didn't expect Sara Lee to be buddy-buddy with them after what's all happened the last few weeks, especially they really tore her a new one last week on the live show and on Tough Talk. So, and we have to remember that Chelsea was around for the top 40 weeks ago. So it's not like they've never met before. Sara and Chelsea. It's not like this is her new BFF. You know, she's known the girl for a while, and I mean, you know, I can't believe I'm defending Sara Lee, but
if you had the power to drop that mic in front of you, then you would, but it'd be expensive right now, so don't do that.
And painful for your tootsies.
Yeah, don't drop them on my feet. Tootsies means feet, people.
Tootsies, jerkwad, you guys are getting quite the vocab lesson today.
Yeah. The quiz will be at the end of the show. So before we get into the further escapades of the ladies, Patrick goes off on ZZ because the guys are sitting around like the kitchen bar and ZZ's sulking. And he's really got to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Because he's upset. He's like, I don't understand why I can't get better. And Patrick, I don't know what just happened in my throat. I just choked on something because I'm like, Patrick said what we're all thinking. You're not doing anything to get better at it. You have all the character in the world. You have all the charisma in the world. But you're in worse shape than I am. And I'm in terrible shape. And I know this.
I want to see that officially. I want to see either you or ZZ go the obstacle course and see who is in a better shape.
No, I will refuse to do the obstacle course because there's no way in hell I could do it.
I mean, it just depends on how you want to take it. I think a lot of people might be thinking it's Patrick doing that as, oh, he's just trying to motivate ZZ. I look at the quite opposite. I think it was completely trying to put ZZ down.
I think it was a combination of Patrick upset that he didn't win the challenge after all the trash he's been talking, and probably a decent level of producer meddling.
Yeah, because it did seem out of character, even though we've seen Patrick be a little bit cocky and stuff, not to ZZ. And, you know, I don't think that in this moment, ZZ, he wasn't being lazy or not wanting to do things. He was disheartened, and he was sad, and this was not what he needed to hear at this moment. Although I certainly understand Patrick's anger.
Yeah, I do think there are ways to motivate guys and motivate people. I just don't think he went around the right way.
Because this week's episode is about humility. That's the word of the day.
Ah! See how that worked out?
Oh, not the Pee-wee Herman style word of the day.
No. We all go nuts?
No. If someone says humility?
No. Okay. Not quite.
I'd be up for that. That sounds like fun.
Pee-wee's Playhouse gave me nightmares when I was a kid. Humility. That's another story. Ah! Did you really have to scream in a mic just now?
Yeah.
Humility. Oh!
It's on Netflix. You should all watch it. They remastered it like frame by frame. It's awesome.
So, Patrick goes nuts on ZZ, and ZZ's just sitting there taking it, and the other guys...
Is there anything else you want to say to me?
And the other guys are just looking at him just like, what just happened? Like, why are you mad at ZZ? Everyone loves ZZ. And I love ZZ too, but he needs to start showing that he's going to freaking lose some weight and get in better ring shape. Mm-hmm. Because again, like I said, he has the character. If he can start moving around that ring,
yeah,
he has the potential to do something.
And to be fair, Patrick said something very telling, which is if I'm in the bottom three with you and I have to go home from this, that's complete BS. He said some paraphrased version of that.
Right.
You're a joke to what this competition should be. But as we're learning, he's exactly like...
Because it's all about the WWE Universe voting, not necessarily who's going to be has the best future in wrestling. It's, you know, who the WWE Universe likes this week.
Mm-hmm. And if you put that out there, Patrick, exactly that is what's going to happen. I'm a firm believer in that.
I liked Patrick.
It happened because he said it was going to happen. And I wish he wouldn't have said that it would happen so that it wouldn't have happened.
Although, to be fair, ZZ did not get... ZZ did not get the majority of the votes. ZZ got 36% of the vote.
We're not there yet.
Sorry, nothing happened. Never.
I'm leading the show. We'll get there.
We're still in the kitchen. Sorry.
Yes, because now we have to talk about the fact that Chelsea tells Billy Gunn that she has to rest her ankle. Yes. And we get the Academy Award performance by Georgia.
Oh, God.
This is why I am done with her. There is no reason for her to even open her mouth in this situation, let alone pretend to feel sorry for your competition. We know you're not sorry for it. You were so much better as the bitchy boss character than I feel bad for you, Chelsea character.
I think Christy's about
I'll
to
tell
stick up
well,
Gigi.
Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you what I think this was. And now Gigi is a nice girl, and she's been very positive, and she hasn't gone hard at the other ladies before. We've seen a lot of her for the last few weeks, and she hasn't done that. I think what happened in that room that day was that she called Chelsea out because that was what she wanted to do, but then she felt bad about it. I don't think, and I do think those were real tears, and I think she felt bad, but she didn't feel bad for Chelsea. She felt bad that she had said that, and she made Chelsea feel bad, and she was like, oh, crap. I thought I was going to go for it and be the jerk, and now that I did it, now I feel bad about it, and now I wish it would just go away. And,
there.
You know, I mean, it happens. Yeah, it happens. I think she was going to make a stand, and then she was like, oh, why did I do that? You're that was mean.
You're the one.
You're the only one who thinks that.
I know. I read the tweets. As it was happening, I know.
I do want to say, I do think I have a better chance with Georgia now that everyone else hates her now. So I'm the one.
Georgia.
We still are. We still Georgia?
Now another Georgia.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs with Georgia.
Just go. Just go. All right, there. Now he's gone. So we next challenge, kind of a humility-like challenge that involves trash talking. Go figure.
Why not?
Is a little wrestling sequence.
Yes.
Who would have thunk it? They're learning how to wrestle on a wrestling reality show.
That's crazy. They should do more obstacle courses.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's it. Obstacle courses. That will decide a good professional wrestler.
Yes.
I'm kind of curious, at what point did Chelsea decide to sit out? Because when she saw the challenge, I'm thinking to myself,
they made her sit out.
No, they asked her if she wanted to sit out.
Yeah, she said she'd rather sit out.
Because doctors told her to.
Yeah, but I'm just kind of curious if she sat out because it's something, not to say that she knows it all, but she trained with Lance Storm. I'm sure at some point in that school, she went over whatever it is that they did.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, well, should I risk more injury by doing something I'm kind of already familiar with or just sit out?
Yeah, she didn't need that lesson.
Yeah. Not that she didn't, yeah, but I get what you're saying.
She made such a kind of a fuss later and on Tough Talk that she wanted to be in the ring, and I really bought that. And I guess even when it was playing out, I sort of read it differently as that they were kind of telling her that she had to stay out of the ring. Well, but that's not the way that most people perceived it.
A doctor, I don't...
She sounded like she really wanted to get in there anyway and really do it.
Well, yeah, she was dressed to go in the ring, but... If you're not going to be medically cleared, then you can't do it.
Especially nowadays with how WWE handles the policy is that even if somebody's got like a cut, it's like, oh, no, let's stop the match. Let's, just make sure everybody's safe. It seems like as opposed to years ago where, oh, you have a cut, keep going. Oh, you broke your arm? Oh, if you don't wrestle, we're going to punish you. So I do feel nowadays it's, you have a hurt? No. We'd rather you take it off as opposed to... how it was before.
That's why in all the training now they wear helmets.
Yeah.
They
that's
never
so
did that.
Weird.
But it's to protect themselves.
That's
I mean, it's smart
though.
To do.
Cuz if you're going to do the same stuff and it's still training, there's no need to risk a head injury to train. I like the helmets a lot.
Yeah. I do agree. I do think that the doctors ultimately told her she can't do it.
I would rather they portrayed it to us that way.
Yeah.
Cuz it looked like it wasn't a WWE doctor. I would assume it would just be a WWE doctor, and he'd have the ability to clear her or not clear her. Mm-hmm. But that's not how they presented it to us. She chose to sit out based on a doctor telling her to sit out.
So the drill was, lock up, shoulder tackle,
body slam,
pop over, body slam, and in the midst of it, doing some trash talk. And they're kind of looking at, okay, the combination of doing the actual moves and what type of cockiness or trash talking you can do with it. And when it was all said and done, Mata won for the men, and Georgia once again won for the women. She's won, everything.
Can't deny that.
But Mata is skyrocketing up the charts.
Yeah.
Because this whole Pharaoh thing is working.
So perfect.
So, we have an argument now. after that. This between Amanda awesome. And Georgia.
Clap.
And Sarah. That's right. Sarah was in an argument. That's right. Sarah yelled. That's right. Sarah showed
Sarah
anger.
Sarah said a bad word?
Yeah.
No way.
She then put herself in timeout.
Finally,
we saw some fire from Sarah Lee, and I liked it. I have not been a fan just because of the wimpiness. I just don't have a lot of respect for, like, but she finally wasn't.
Can you do that again?
She was like, screw you. You're being mean to me, and I don't like it. And I liked it.
Yeah.
Do that again.
No.
Do all that again.
The entire thing.
Because it sounds like Sarah Lee doesn't have words. She just goes,
That's what I hear.
I completely agree with what you said. We've been waiting for this from Sarah Lee. We're waiting for some type of attitude for her to come out. We finally got it. And all the guys are eating popcorn, watching it, you're just like, when did this show come on? They're all excited about it. Good for you, Sarah Lee. About damn time.
Yeah.
Then we go back, and Big Show is still there. Still in his gear.
Yep.
Still covered sweating. In sweat. How is he covered in sweat and Jericho wearing a freaking scarf is fine?
Climate control.
Is he just closer to the lights? Yeah, is that what does it?
That's a legitimate point.
I think it's like a car where you can have climate control where the passenger side is one temperature and then the driver's side's another.
I still have a Toyota Tercel, so I wouldn't know about that.
There's the Big Show side, and he keeps it up. He just keeps it at 80. That's how Big Show likes it. Jericho is gyroscoping.
And yes, he was gyroscoping.
And he only had 40 people watching. Did anybody else notice that?
I couldn't tell.
I saw four, and there was only a digit after it. There was less than 50 people watching. I'm sure he gets better replays.
Right, he had probably just gone live immediately for the shot.
Yeah.
Yes.
But still.
I mean.
So, it's a little fun game that Big Show is playing for himself. He's chopping the crap out of the five guys.
Yes!
And I've been on the receiving end of many chops.
Me too.
In my near 10 years.
I want to get chopped.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
Hashtag
she's ready. She didn't say from you.
I didn't realize that you guys have all tried. I need to try to do these things.
I have a friend who's been learning how to do some chops.
News and gossip. And maybe we'll save that for news and gossip, yes?
I don't know.
Have something to announce? Yes.
I don't know. I don't think it's really much gossip.
I thought it was a big deal.
No.
All right, well, tell everybody what's up.
What is it? I don't know. You're telling me. I mean.
Oh, maybe I am.
What awkwardness just happened here?
All right, we'll discuss it later because maybe I'm wrong.
We're talking about Daria, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't she training with Brian Kendrick?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
I mean, it's not necessarily about chops, but I kind of deciphered what was happening here.
Yeah.
She's letting everyone know that she is, you know, obviously
continuing the journey.
Everything she says is legit. It's not like a lot of these people are saying, "Oh, I'm going to continue the dream." No, she's training. She has, you know, put up a lot of pictures at Santino Brothers, which is, you know, where Brian Kendrick trains. She went to a Santino Brothers show / Brian Kendrick show on Friday. So she's not even just doing the WWE thing. She's really, you know, pursuing the, you know, hey, there's wrestling Friday night. Oh, let me go. There's wrestling Saturday. Oh, I'm kind of curious about it. So
didn't study it.
Yeah, exactly.
Get to know more of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So kudos to her. So yeah. She's going to chop the bejesus out of you.
So Big Show is doing some chops. And He hurts Josh. He kills Patrick.
Yeah.
Tanner no-sold it.
And then everyone else figured it was okay to no-sell it.
Well, then Mata no-sold it.
ZZ didn't no-sell
it. ZZ fell.
It's not so much selling and no-selling, it's just like, it really hurt.
Yeah. ZZ's lungs stopped taking in air for about 4 seconds. Did fall.
There's selling, there's no-selling, and then there's dying. And that's what happened to ZZ.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I guess, was an activity to see how tough they were, if they can take a chop from the Big Show.
And that's to why make them take their shirts off on live television.
Yes.
Which we hadn't seen yet.
Yeah. When are the women going to do that?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, it is kind of a nice switch up to have the men be objectified a little bit.
Can Charlotte Flair?
And we hadn't gotten to see all the goods yet, you know?
Can Charlotte Flair be on next week? The same.
To do the chops.
Same setup, but she's just going to chop all the women.
I'm okay with that.
Can we do that?
I'm cool with that.
You get Charlotte Flair in front of more people?
She's busy right now.
So is Paige. Paige can still make it down to Florida for Tough Enough.
True that.
Bottom three. And this was a very unusual bottom three.
Mm-hmm,
I don't think I was expecting any, well, maybe one of them. Bottom three is ZZ.
Daniel Bryan picked ZZ.
So all of a sudden, we're all just like, oh, yeah. ZZ's going home. Because every person Daniel Bryan has chosen up to this point has been the one eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick, because Paige did not like his attitude. And Hogan chose Josh. Because Mata's crushing the competition. And hey, Josh, you're the other big man. Why are you not winning any of these things?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I like Josh. He's got a good look to him. I mean, so does Mata, too.
But he doesn't put Chelsea in the bottom three.
No, the person who was hurt is not in the bottom three. And how does she get medically cleared to wrestle?
Because they announced that. She's medically cleared to wrestle.
She was told a month. All of a sudden, within 4 days, she's fine.
I think she went to a doctor, and then she went to a WWE doctor.
Mm-hmm.
A WWE doctor. That doesn't make sense. But, yeah, I think she got clearance from another doctor.
I think they gave her the good stuff, and, you know,
I hate
pat on the back and get back out there, girl.
I hate speculating that reality shows aren't truly real. But a big part of me was thinking, so when I mentioned this to you guys, you're here for the first time, I want to know if you agree with me or not. While touching and sincere, completely irrelevant as far as the FaceTime that Josh had with this kid. So now it's like, I'm kind of curious, was the Josh thing being in the bottom three completely spontaneous? Because it's like, why is it there? You know
George,
what I mean?
I said the exact same thing once he got put in the bottom three. I was like, oh, so that's what that segment
was. Yeah,
this
like,
kid
while,
was before.
While, again, it was touching, you know, it's always nice to see the interaction.
It was totally out of place.
Irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
What does that have anything? If that Mata has a kid, we've seen that before in previous episodes, but why not on this episode, you know? So mm-hmm. it was kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, it made me suspicious too.
Yeah. And then they turned the damn, like, promo, like, last chance to save yourself thing.
They did it back
to how it was. Yeah. Last week, it's like, finally, you were listening to us. You did us. It before the voting, because solely us.
Yeah.
The voting then started after they pleaded their case. And now today, we come back from the commercial when they've had 5 minutes to cast their vote. Now you got 15, 20 seconds to plead your case and vote and stop.
I disagree with somebody in chat. John Cena is a good wrestler.
Oh.
But go on.
That's okay. Most of the chat right now.
Don't feed the trolls.
Thank you, Mark.
Uh-oh.
You fed them. So then we come back from the commercial, and then they ask about the saves. Again, the things that we've been saying are probably never going to get used. And Daniel Bryan and Paige both say, there are two people I want to save, but since I can only save one, I'm not going to use it. And Hogan says, nope. Not saving anybody.
No, brother.
No, and I thought Hogan was considering saving Patrick. He sort of looked like he was praying for a second. I was like, okay, he's praying on it. It's coming.
Well, Hogan, he nominated that. Or no.
Hogan said, well, if you were going to do a page, I was going to do a brother, you know?
Yeah.
Hogan's, well, I know you were about to say how a couple weeks ago.
Here's my thing. Tough talk. 2 weeks ago, they were talking about Beast in the East. Mm-hmm. And they asked who was up at 5:30 in the morning to watch Beast in the East. And it was only Patrick.
Mm.
And Hogan, 2 weeks ago, said,
do any impression. Just
no, brother, I'm going to do the impression, brother. Dude. If I could end this competition right now, brother, and just make you the winner, I could, brother. He said brother that many times.
He's got the red and the yellow.
I know, right?
It's like you are Hulk Hogan. But yeah, a couple weeks ago.
And then last week, all he said to Patrick was, stop being such a smart brother. Brother, smart brother.
And then today he was sick of him.
And then today is you just don't have it, brother. Gotta have humility, brother. Brother, dude, brother.
And the votes come in. Definitely the closest of the votes so far this season. Josh got 39% of the vote. ZZ got 36% of the vote. And with 25% of the vote,
Patrick
the
Clark.
Odds-on favorite from the beginning.
Yep.
The only guy on the show, and up until Chelsea got joined, the only person on the show with wrestling experience is sent home. Which leads me to Mick Foley.
Yes.
Because Mick Foley then went on a social media tirade once this happened, as well as many other people.
He's still pissed about Daria.
Right. And And Mick Foley pretty much said he's tapped out of Tough Enough. And what he said, I 1,000% agree with. Because he talked about how Daria and Patrick, both because of their physical abilities, and especially Patrick being the wrestling background. When this show ends, you can put Patrick in NXT technically the following week because he's trained. He's ready. Obviously, you're going to start him from the bottom, maybe give him some little story in there, but he'll be there for a long time. But you're still using that momentum from the TV show onto it. Everyone else on this show, you got to give them between 6 months and a year away from TV to train, to learn how the hell to perform. In which case, all the momentum is gone from them. Everyone's going to forget who the hell they are. Ask Daniel Pewter. Ask whoever the hell the guy won last season, because I don't remember his name.
Andy Levine.
Thank you.
It's,
you don't remember them.
Historically, that's the problem with any Tough Enough winner, is that anyone who wins Tough Enough doesn't have enough wrestling experience to get into the ring within the 2 weeks it would take for everyone to forget about them. Patrick, I'm going to get angry, and I don't want to. You won't like me when I'm angry.
Get angry.
No.
Get it. Do it.
No.
Do it.
I'm not going to get angry, but I will say, Patrick filled that role perfectly. Mm-hmm. And if they were smart, they would sign him to a developmental deal right now. Like, before he leaves the barracks, before he packs his bag.
But then you're going to just have him show up before the Tough Enough winner? That would make no sense.
I'm not saying put him on NXT, but I'm saying sign him so he doesn't go anywhere else. That said, he's 19. He's 19. He could just as easily work a year.
Do you guys think there was any maybe thought of, you know, he's not portraying himself the best on the show the last week or two? People are starting to dislike him and think that he's cocky. And so maybe they thought, you know what, let's get this kid off this reality show so that it doesn't ruin him, because we think he will be a big WWE star.
Possibly.
Let's make sure we don't ruin it for him by showing too much of him in this reality TV sort of setting. And maybe they'll just grab him and snatch him up and start training him.
Possibly, for me, I'm kind of encaptured in the whole reality show, not so much a wrestling show aspect of it. So I didn't like Patrick, to be honest with you. Yes, he's got the most physical ability, but as far as reality show, that character, I didn't like it. Yeah, he came across as too cocky.
But you acknowledged that he would do well with the wrestling.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
He was a giant a-hole this week, because the theme of the episode was humility.
Yeah,
we're going to embellish the crap out of his cockiness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, to a point, and to, if anything, this shows he goes along with what a producer needs. I think there should be a paper in front of him right now.
I mean, there probably is.
I don't know.
It's also known that a lot of the guys that are girls that from Tough Enough usually do get signed.
Yeah,
might not be the $250,000 guarantee that they get promised, but you know, at least you know that we obviously know that people get a second look.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Patrick does get picked up, because like you were saying, yeah, if I was Patrick, I'd go Ring of Honor, you know, whatever else indies are out there.
I want to get Patrick booked out here.
Exactly.
Yeah. In California. So
I want to get him on the AfterBuzz TV Tough Enough After Show.
That'd be cool, too. Well, I'll be talking to Patrick tomorrow morning now.
Yes.
Yep.
I was not expecting to talk to him until this show ended.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he'll be happy to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that, and make sure you do the hashtag ABTV Ask Patrick and tweet it to me if you have questions.
I would have liked a little bit more for them to kind of put that humility in him and see how he does with it, as opposed to just, oh, well, I'm going to put you on a three. I would have done the whole, hey, listen, you're coming across as such a jackass right now, you know, then kind of educate him and then see what he does with it. But apparently it didn't go that way, obviously, because now he's gone.
Can we talk a little bit about ZZ?
What about ZZ?
Third week he's been in the bottom three.
Mm-hmm.
With no improvement. Because Sarah Lee was in the bottom three 3 weeks running.
Yep.
But she's shown improvement. And she's probably... Because are they going to have final two women?
No, after 10 weeks, whoever's left, they're picking one guy and one girl. So if there's all four women are still left in, then you choose between the four. If there are only two women, choose between the two.
Yeah, then... Got it. I think Sarah Lee's moving forward to that final.
Let's get on our predictions then.
Oh, sorry.
Let's do some predictions.
Mm. It's time.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
Our topic for the women has been gone for a few weeks now.
Yes.
Pretty much our topic for the men is now gone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell are we picking? Steve, we'll start with you.
That is a fantastic question.
Mada And I don't think he'll make the bottom three at all.
Like, for the guys, you're picking Mata.
For the guys, I'm picking Mata.
And girls?
I think Amanda's going to shock us. I think she's been by edited winning? In a certain way.
I think she should, I think Amanda should have been eliminated like 3 weeks ago. I don't know why she's still there.
I think that's part of her journey. I think.
How much conversation do we spend about Amanda today?
I like Sarah Lee. I think.
Sarah and I remember the other day.
I think it's going to be Amanda, and I think next week Chelsea's going to go home. I also think if ZZ makes the bottom three again, one of the judges is going to ask to exchange their save for a just eliminate you, please, because they wanted to do that tonight. Like both Paige and Daniel Bryan were like.
You think that's what the talk was about?
That's exactly what they were alluding to. I want to save two people here, but right. I can only save one. And yep. I guess you can't say. I guess you can only try to save one before the vote comes. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, I think next week Chelsea's going to go.
Okay, George.
I think Mata will be in the bottom three, but I think he's going to get saved by Hogan because Hogan sat such a hard on for him, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. Like the guy has been so insanely impressive since he had the Pharaoh thing coming out 2 weeks ago. You know, even last week, you know, the kind of a similar on the mic this week, you know, looked pretty good in the ring. So I actually do pick Mata as winning. Tough enough. As far as girls, you know, I'm kind of over Sarah Lee. I do see Chelsea winning. Mm-hmm. I think the way she is going to be with her in-ring, I don't think they're going to put her in the bottom. Plus, she doesn't come across as that kind of ego that Patrick had for them to put her in the bottom. If she ever does, I have no problem changing my opinion because I can do that. I do think Amanda's gone next week. She kind of just falls, you know, within the cushions. Like, she just kind of comes like...
So we're opposite of each other. I think Amanda's going to win and Chelsea's going home next week. And then you're the... just
Christy, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to agree with you all on Mata because it would just be silly to say anyone else at this point.
Everything the top two are going to be Mata and Josh.
Okay, and all right.
Really, well, not Tanner?
Oh, I can only pick two.
Oh, okay, but like...
Top two.
Tanner wouldn't be the... Okay.
Well, I thought
Tanner would go higher than Josh.
I think he'd be like third. I think Josh has got too much of it. But Chrissy's talking.
It's okay. Well, no, I think you made a good point about Chelsea, and we haven't seen a lot of her. But something that happened tonight that was really telling was that she said on Tough Talk, hey, I did talk to Sarah Lee about the betrayal, let's call it, and she didn't make a huge drama out of it. So while we haven't seen a lot of her, I do remember she was a fantastic wrestler last week. She's the only one with experience, and I think we've seen good attitude from her, good locker room mentality. That was a big thing last week. So I'm going to stick with Chelsea.
Real quick,
for the ladies, but I won't be surprised if Gigi's left too.
Speaking of Chelsea, I did like last week on Tough Talk that Daniel Bryan referenced her and the storyline where he came in and said, Chelsea, I don't like you. Okay, one time, you know, and I like that he referenced it. Obviously, they had a big laugh, and I just like that they referenced it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk about something else that Daniel Bryan said after you. Make your predictions.
So, my predictions right now, I'm saying Josh. I just think I love Mata, but I think Josh has the better look. And, again, looking for people who are actually been really trying to do this in wrestling, I want Chelsea to win. Now, again, these are the two people I want to win. Mm-hmm. It's going to be ZZ and Sarah.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, I was a little surprised that ZZ didn't have more votes than Josh.
Yeah.
That really, really shocked me.
So much so that if somebody had wanted, like, if anyone had said, I'm going to save Patrick, ZZ would have went home.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's the ZZ fans who are angry at Patrick.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of split the vote.
A little bit, just like, I don't care either one of them, just don't vote for Patrick. Mm-hmm. But what did you want to say about Daniel
Bryan? Well, Daniel Bryan actually acknowledged that the way this whole show works and the voting and everything is very backwards. He said something on Tough Talk the tune of like, it's because of the way this all works and it's not good and it doesn't work. And he definitely said what we've all been saying live on the air as a judge of this show. Mm-hmm. So I just thought that was interesting, and I thought you guys would appreciate that.
I can't wait to watch Tough Talk now.
Mostly because of The Miz,
because The Miz is the highlight of Tough Talk at all times. Yeah.
And we will watch Tough Talk, and you know, you can keep the conversation going with us. And of course, send me your questions, because I will be talking with Patrick Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific time, so noon Eastern time. You can tune in live on AfterBuzzTV.com for that.
Christy's, and if you don't mind, I would like to make an announcement as
please
well.
Do.
If folks are joining us tomorrow, any way to listen to that, You will never guess who else is going to be here.
Tell them.
All Red Everything is cascading down on AfterBuzz TV, and Eva Marie will be here live in studio with me and Kaori and Paulina at noon Pacific time. You do not want to miss it. We have juicy questions for her, and she always dishes the dirt.
That's why you're wearing red.
It's going to be so good.
Yep. And in the meantime,
I haven't done laundry in a really long time.
In the meantime, how can people reach out to you? Steve Kaufman.
You can find me at Steve Kaufman. That's KAUFMANN. I don't have any guests tomorrow, but I am
slacker.
I am on I am on the Mr. Robot and the Suits after show tomorrow, and I have a Stump George. But we'll have to wait.
Foreshadow for next week.
Till next week when we come back. You can follow me at Twitter, on Instagram, at G Hermosa, GHERMOZA.
That's it.
Love it. Well, everybody, you can send me your questions for Eva Marie and any other thoughts you may have at Christy Reports, or please use hashtag ABTV Total Divas, and we will make sure we get those into her.
And you can follow me on Twitter and send me questions for Patrick at Ro Rosenberg on Twitter, Instagram at The Ro Rosenberg. And real quick, also, make sure you support our hashtag NX team, Mark Donica, The Hobo, and Kathy Kelly, because they are taking the road trip to New York for SummerSlam and for the NXT TakeOver. And if you go to shop.spreadshirt.com/soapboxcarTV, they've made NX team merchandise, and it's going to help fund them for their trip. Buy some stuff because it's pretty cool, and it's going to help them give you lots of cool footage for AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. For Steve Kaufman, George Hermosa, Christy Olsen, I'm Christian Rosenberg. We'll see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.